me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate.
I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
You may be noticing a lot of new businesses popping up around town.
The Waco community is purposefully working to nurture entrepreneurism. If you are building a business or dreaming of building one, we've got a couple of interesting learning opportunities for you this week.
Tell us about the three-part series from Creative Waco.
Creative Waco is offering a three-part series on helping you build your creative career. The first class is called Building a Base at 6:30 tonight at Hustle Co-working at 605 Austin Avenue. There will be a free introduction to the program. And then if you decide you like it, the class is tomorrow from 10 to 2:30 and tuition is $30. The Building a Base class will cover how to dig deeply into what you're really selling, what makes your work unique, and how to fit your creative business into your life right now.
For more information, visit the Creative Waco website and click on the programs link.
On Tuesday evening, Be Known Photography and Waco Work Co-working Space are co-hosting a storytelling challenge and workshop. The goal of the workshop will be to teach you how to use the power of story and a personal brand for your business's social media marketing. The workshop will also be the kickoff to the storytelling challenge that will run from May 22nd through June 4th.
It's a free workshop that will take place Tuesday night, 6 until 7:30, at Waco Work Co-working Space, which is located at 600 Columbus Avenue.
For more information, visit the Facebook event page.
In addition to the learning opportunities, there are also plenty of ways for you to get involved in the community.
In fact, if you time it just right, you could spend all day tomorrow participating in various fundraisers around town. Start your morning at the Habitat Restore at 1224 Franklin Avenue. They collect leftover building supplies and resell them to the public at amazing prices, with all proceeds going to help support Waco Habitat for Humanity. Tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., they're having one of their most popular sales of the year, the Summer Half-Price Brick Sale. So pick up a truckload of bricks for all your summer building projects. For lunch, head over to the Jubilee Market at the corner of Colcord and 15th Street for the Mission Waco Urban Reap Fish Fry. You'll enjoy a delicious fish plate, get a chance to look around at the aquaponics greenhouse, browse the plants for sale, and visit the Jubilee Food Market's 2019 Celebrate Health event. Tickets are $10, and you can purchase them from the link on the Facebook event page or at the greenhouse.
Tomorrow afternoon, everyone is invited to Pints in the Park. This is a fundraiser that helps pay for the beloved Brazos Nights free concert series.
Pints in the Park features an afternoon of Texas Pitmasters, craft breweries, and backyard games, all with terrific live music from Texas songwriter Paul Coffin and Grammy-nominated bluegrass band Wood and Wire. Tickets range from $60 for VIP to $35 for barbecue and beer and $15 for concert only.
The whole event takes place at Brazos Park East on Martin Luther King Boulevard. Check pintsintheparkwaco.com for the schedule and other details.
And tomorrow evening, you can two-step the night away at Boots on the Brazos.
This annual event takes place at the Waco Convention Center in the Brazos Room and includes a barbecue dinner at 7 p.m. with music and dancing starting at 8.
It's a fundraiser for the Arc of McLennan County, which is an organization dedicated to expanding opportunities, care, and support for persons and families impacted by intellectual and developmental disabilities. Tickets are $100 a person.
Besides all the Saturday happenings, the Mayborn Museum is having a new volunteer interest meeting at the museum. That will be from 1:30 until 3 Tuesday afternoon. And then on Thursday, Compassion Ministries is celebrating their 25th anniversary with an open house at their facility at 1421 Austin Avenue.
The goal of Compassion is to reintegrate homeless families and families on the verge of homelessness into permanent housing and employment. The open house will take place from 5 to 7, and they will be opening a time capsule from 2004 at 6 p.m.
If you're looking to get out and have some fun, swing by the first ever Music Association of Central Texas Music and Art Festival and Block Party on Austin Avenue Sunday afternoon. The party will take place from 2 until 8 p.m. on Austin Avenue between 7th and 8th Streets.
It will include artist booths, kids activities, and live music on the block and in venues all along Austin Avenue.
And on Thursday, you're invited to paint your pet.
Well, not actually paint your pet, but paint a picture of your pet. This is part of Bear Arms Brewing, Brews and Brushes' fun series of get-togethers. To sign up, visit the Bear Arms Brewing Facebook page and find the Brews and Brushes events. Buy your ticket and you'll be instructed to email a headshot of your pet to the Brews and Brushes art teacher, who will make a sketch for you. When you arrive on Thursday, enjoy a fun evening of completing the portrait with the materials available. Tickets are $30, and $10 from each ticket sold will be donated to the Humane Society of Central Texas. So get out and have some fun and get involved. You can see the full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org.
Thank you for being here, Ashley. Looks like a busy and fun week.
I know. I wish it was really painting your pet.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
Which one would you pick, though?
It would be hard. I think I could paint all three. I could have a pink one, a blue one, a red one.